Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. This is your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we are going to discuss why it's hard to make friends as an adult. Now, as I approach my age, my big age of 30 and 60 some odd days or so, you know, mark your calendars. I'm turning 30. I'm excited. I'm making plans for the decade, and I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting to turn 30. I'm really excited. I'm not dreading it at all. And I'm not being sarcastic, but like, I hung out with someone tonight and I never, ever want to see them again. Last week I hung out with someone new. I never, ever want to go back to their house. And it got me thinking, why is it so hard to make friends as an adult? I have one friend. Her name's Gabby. We all know this. And I thought it would be a great topic to discuss because I feel like a lot of us are going through this as we get older. We're getting lonely. Some of us don't like being alone. Some of us don't like doing things alone. I do, but like, it's because I have one friend. But I've tried. And I've been an adult for 11 years now. And I'm gonna tell you my reasons why. But before that, let me discuss a few things. Elon Musk was on drugs this whole time. See, he was on ketamine so much that his kidneys failed, allegedly. He was on ecstasy. He was on marijuana, and he was on Adderall. Yeah, up to 20 pills of Adderall. I'm not judging, because like I've done all those drugs, especially the 20 Adderalls a day. I mean, like, Jesus. But it just goes to show that, like, how do you have a billion? You're the richest guy, and you're like getting fucked up. I think that's why he has 15 kids, because he likes to party. But nonetheless, AI is getting more and more advanced and more scary. We should all be afraid of the current AI. And like, they just keep coming out with new ones. And I'm just like, what the fuck? It's crazy. But let's just get into why it's hard to make friends. I don't want to spend too much time on recent topics. Why it's hard to make friends, number one reason, proximity. No, I lied. The number one reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because people want to fuck. And if they're not wanting to fuck you, they don't see the point. I think this is a subconscious thing, because let me tell you about these two people I hung out with. Last week, and if you're listening, girl, this might make you upset a little. But I was talking to a girl that I knew had a crush on me for years. I knew that. And I thought that we could hang out because she loves art and I'm an artist. So she's been following me on Instagram for a few years, and like, she's always stayed in the background. She was never like overly onto me or anything. She did ask me if I liked women, and I said no. I lied. And a happy Pride Month, by the way. And then so she just never tried again. But I knew from that question she had a crush on me. This was 2019. Anyways. She and I started to talk dirty over text message. And one of the text messages, and then it started getting like way like too sexual. And she asked me if I would suck the cum out of her pussy from her boyfriend, because she has a boyfriend, a partner, a husband, whatever. And I was like, I said yes to play along. But, like, I was like, That's fucking disgusting. I'm not a cuck. Like, that's what cucks do. I'm not a cuck. So I'm just like, and I'm not into threesomes. I'm not into, like, having a lesbian experience and having a guy watch. That's not my intention. That's not what I want to do. So she told me she has a house and she has space in her backyard for me to paint. Because that's what I do. And that's what I always want is like a wall to paint on, to spray paint on. And it's a pretty decent sized wall. So like she ordered Moscato because I mentioned I like Moscato. She's very thoughtful. Got me a little tipsy. And then we're on the couch. And then this is supposed to be like a new friendship. And I already fucked it up because I was talking dirty to her. See, I'm not exempt from these reasons why it's hard to make friends as an adult. Some people don't see the value in friendships anymore. They only see the value in what you can do for them. People get, over the years, people get selfish. Like, and I'll talk about that after this. But a big reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because someone wants to fuck the other one. Someone wants to fuck, or they both want to fuck. And then you fuck. And then it's weird. So you stop talking. And then that potential for a friendship, gone. I've met a lot of cool people. And like, there's something about hanging out with someone and you're not into them the way they're into you. So you're just feeling like you're in hell. And so she was on the couch. She was touching her boyfriend. And then she turns around. She just starts touching me. And I wasn't like grossed out, but I was just like not feeling it. And that's when I knew, I'm like, you're not going to have a rendezvous with her. And because you led her on, that was my bad, because you led her on, now she thinks you guys are gonna fuck. And then when you get to her house and you don't want to fuck, it's like, what happened? Well, her boyfriend happened. I realized that she wanted it to go down and I wasn't down for sucking cum out of her vagina. Can we talk about it? Like, she wanted me to suck the cum out of her fucking vagina. By that time, the cum is already coagulated. It's already starting to harden and get all even more goopy and gushy I don't like saying these words describing cum. But yeah. And I can tell she was a little upset or like, well, she was apologizing the next day. And I was, like, trying to avoid the subject. I just didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to hash out and apologize. I didn't want to be like, no. I didn't even want to own my part in it. And this is my way of owning my part. Just talking about it on the phone. But I hope we can still be It's like, I hope we can still be friends, but I don't think she wants to be friends anymore because I did that. So that was my bad. The comment I made saying that people get selfish over time. That is true. But once you, okay, when you get out of school, high school, college, you realize that most of your friendships in your life, most of them, we're very, very surface level. I'm talking like you realize you only say hi to someone because you see them every day and there's no other reason. And you call them a friend. That's my friend, that's my friend, that's my friend. Once you're away from that daily schedule of seeing them, you don't talk to them like, you don't talk to them. Another thing that has made friendship surface level is social media. It's like, I remember, like, on MySpace, they used, instead of followers, they called them friends. So So people will be like, I have 3,000 friends. I have 10,000 friends. I have two friends. Like, I have 100 friends. Like, people, the word friend got diluted. And I think it's still, it's extremely diluted because, like, you can call random people on Twitter your friend. And they're not really your friend. What is a friend? A friend is someone who's there for you, supports you, cheers for you, and has your back no matter what. And not in a romantic way. In like a friendship way. I really cherish the friendships I had while I had them. Friendships come and go. Friendships sometimes don't last forever, and that's okay. I'm learning that. I lost a friend. To no real reason, I think time just split us apart. I've tried reaching out to her, but I ended up deleting the message because I would just rather not be rejected again by her. And that's another thing is like people grow up and sometimes they lose the friends that they had. I mean, like your best friends. Look at me, I'm all talking sentimental. But Yeah. Another reason why people lose or it's hard to make friends as an adult is sometimes, like, you gotta go somewhere. Instead of, like, because, like, when you get older and you have your own space and you're paying for it and it's your own shit, you don't want nobody, and especially strangers. Like, you don't want nobody in your shit. And that's what I did tonight. I, like, met this guy. And he's older than me, so he's, like, corny. I hung out with him one time, and then, like, I hung out with him again tonight. I wanted him to leave the entire time because I don't like anyone in my space. And not only that, you're in my space because I let you in, but, like, he was like, oh, I really want to go here. Let's go to the sushi spot. He was, like, trying to invite me or insinuate that we were going to do stuff together in the future or what the fuck ever. And I was just thinking to my head, I'm like, there's absolutely no way you're going to hear from me again after tonight. There's just zero chance. Just zero chance. Some people aren't friends because they get too fucking serious, like, with their lie. They take, like, because life gets serious, but I'm talking about, like, their identity. Some people get married. Oh, it's a big one. Why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because people get married and they get into relationships and they don't have time for friends anymore. And they're focused on my family. Like, you don't really see adults in America, like, with big friend groups. And I used to think the opposite. Like, when I was younger, I used to feel like adults had a lot of friends. And, like, the most friends I've ever had, like, at the period of time of my life was probably college. And, like, after college, after not seeing them, and, like, after that, like, I didn't stay in touch with them, barely. Because it was surface level. It's like, when you get older, I don't know. It's like people don't have the time. They don't have the money to meet you somewhere at a bar. Like, if I want to hang out with Gabby, I mean, we could have fun just me and her, like, hanging out at one of our apartments. But if, like, since we're adults, we want to go out and play, right? So we'll go to a restaurant. We'll order drinks, we'll talk, we'll catch up, and it's always good, but I wish I could spend more time with Gabby, and it's because she has other obligations. She has a family, she has a boyfriend, and then here comes the friend. I'm last on the priority list. And it would be wrong for me to want to be more of a priority in her life. You guys, side note, I broke up with Daniel. And I'm sad about it. I was sad about it earlier. I was shedding a tear. But he's young and, oh, God, why did I do this? Anyways, I'm over it, Daniel Hu. I'm over it. Do you know what he did? Or didn't do? He just stopped talking to me. It's been 2 weeks. And I'm like, I'm ending this. He thinks he can not talk to me for 2 weeks. And I'm like, Candace, you got yourself in this situation. And I feel like so stupid. So I just. Never again will I date a guy younger than me. Never again. I just threw my bobby pin across the room. When am I going to get out of this studio? When am I going to make some real fucking money? Like, when am I going to... When? I'm waiting to exhale. You guys seen that movie? Waiting to Exhale. It's a black movie. It's like a classic black movie. I don't know who's black. I wish my demographics were split up by race. That sounds weird. But I wish I knew, which communities were listening to me the most. Like, I would love to talk about black topics. But, like, I don't know who, like, I don't know if my audience is black. I don't, when I say audience is black, like, 80%, I don't think so. Because, like, you guys are from everywhere. Like, everywhere. Like, I just checked my downloads on RSS, Japan, sliding in Japan's. Is someone's listening to me in Japan a lot. Across the US, East Coast, West Coast, Middle East, Europe, Asia. So I love that I have a global audience. I really, really do. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. Please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers. All right, back to the episode. Yeah, a big part of not being able to make friends, too, is, like, I feel like some adults, as they got older, they got more anxious, they got more inside their head, and that can prevent you from making friends. But, I mean, it's not all bad. I have friends that I made in the past couple years from being an artist. So, like, the easiest way to make friends is to do things that you really enjoy. Oh, another reason why it's hard to make friends is because sometimes a lot of people are on drugs. There, I said it. Like, a lot of people are on drugs. And a lot, when you're on drugs, you isolate. So that's another reason why it's hard to make friends. Because no one wants to be friends with a drug addict when you're older. Nobody. It gets harder to make friends as an adult because people see you as secret competition. Listen, I was on TikTok and, like, I saw this video of this girl crashing out, and she was, like, yelling at her best friend for dressing nice on her birthday. She's like, why the fuck would you dress nice on my birthday? You know my nigga is coming. You know, he's going to be with us at the bar, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that is so weird that girls who tell their friends to tone it down for their birthday, the way they dress, the way they do their hair, the way they do their makeup. It really irritates me. And, like, this girl was, like, calling her friend a bitch, like, over and over again. Like, if I was in that passenger seat and then she kept calling me a bitch, we would have both gotten the accident because I would have taken that steering wheel and fucking fucked her shit up. But, like, it was just annoying. And that is very true. A lot of friendships I had, I ended because the girl was in secret competition with me. When women have an obsession with you, like, I'm convinced that if someone hates you, like, really hates you, they're obsessed with you. And girls who had a hatred for me covered up as, like, oh, I like you, I like your art, blah, blah, blah. and they want to hang out as friends. And then come to find, it's like, they're acting weird. I've had so-called friends that would follow me on my socials, follow all the guys that followed me, and then fuck them one by one. Yeah, I remember this girl. I thought she was a friend. She came up to me and she was like going up. She brought up my MySpace. She brought up my friends list. And she went to, yeah, I know him. I fucked him. Yeah, I know him. I fucked him. Yeah, I know him. I fucked him. I fucked him too. I'm like, okay. See, girls couldn't figure me out in high school or whatever because I didn't date anybody. I mean, I had crushes on one person, but that was it. So they're trying to figure me out, like, okay, like, who's she with? Who she's like, because they want one up on me. Because they're jealous. It's in secret competition. Anyways. Let me take a sip of my water. Another reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because you don't have time. You work full time. You come home, try to raise your family or raise yourself. And then you just want to go to bed. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it costs us the opportunity to go out and make friends. A good way to make friends is to establish a routine and stick to it. And you'll see the same people over and over again. You'll learn to like them. You'll say hi. And yeah, another reason why it's hard to make friends is because people are fake. People are fake. Like, I was so fake tonight. I was so fucking fake trying to, like, act like I'm enjoying my time and, like, I'm enjoying his presence and, like I don't want to kick him out. Because he was, like, no. Have you ever had to fucking entertain? Like, it's, I hate entertaining people. Is it just me? The whole time I'm, like, I just want to go to bed. Can you leave? But like, what is it called? People pleasing? Oh, Lord. Any help. Another reason why you can't make friends is because the people you spend the most time with, aka your coworkers, can't be trusted. And that's a big thing. It's a reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult, because it gets harder and harder and harder to trust people. People grow up and they become shady. They become fake. They become like shady. Yeah. Some people are really shady these days when it comes to friends, I guess. Another reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is I'm going to go square all the way back to reason number one. And it's very true. And I have to say it again. It's that someone, whoever it is in the friendship, wants to have sex with the other one. Think about it. If you were single and not celibate and you're an adult, would you rather spend time to potentially get to know someone and nurture that? Or would you want to waste your time on someone who you know is going to fuck you? Like, which one is it? Like, which one's more rewarding? You see what I mean? Another reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because we're so strapped on time and friendships take time to develop. You can't just meet someone and then decide to be friends. Like, that's rare. It's like usually when you bond over something funny or something like that. And it's like, another reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because people are shy. People want to respect people's space. People are shy. No one bonds off of, like, I remember when I was younger, if we had, like, something similar, like, the same, we like the same band because we saw each other wear, like, a Marilyn Manson shirt to school or something, we would spark a conversation. No one likes small talk. I've learned that. People don't like small talk. And that's a huge thing in America. Like, hello, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing well. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, wonderful. All right. Well, have a great day. Like, that is the American way. And if we lose sight of that, we lose sight of who we are. Like, really, we small talk. I like it. I like small talk because I actually give a shit. I do. I actually give a shit in the moment, but I give a shit. Sorry, I hit my vape. But yeah, it takes, like, me and Gabby were, like, forced to like each other. Not forced, but, like, I became her roommate overnight. So it was like, you gotta make this relationship work. So it's like, we've been friends for 10 years, 11, 12, no, 12 years. Wow. No, 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. I can't believe it's been that long. Wow. Another reason why it's hard to make friends as an adult is because you don't want to go outside your own little bubble. Like, it goes hand in hand with, like, being shy and being fake. It's like, you don't want to go. Another reason why it's hard to be, or to make friends as an adult, is because it's hard to keep touch. It's hard to, like, make your friends a priority when you already have a daughter, a son, a husband, a wife. You gotta make dinner. You got a job that you gotta go back to tomorrow. And it's like, it's almost like if you go and make time for friends, it's almost like you're neglecting all that. And that's not true, but that's how it feels. So, you know, it's disappointing, you know? Because I feel like the older we get, we need each other. We need friends. Because when you get older, people die in your family, and you just don't want to be, like, in a midlife crisis trying to hang out with whoever when you're, like, older. Right? Another reason why it's hard to make friends is, like, sometimes someone doesn't have a car, like me. I don't have a car right now, and I'm not hanging out with friends. If I had a car, I'd be, like, going everywhere, but, like, I don't have a car right now. Another reason why it's hard to make friends is because, you know, people tend to hang out with who they identify with. Like, a lot of people, they go to church and they get so involved with church and the life, the good life, the way to live life righteously. I'm just kidding. They kind of see friends as, like, sinful, and they don't want friends. And, like, admit it. It's like, when you're with friends, that's when you do bad shit. That's when you do drugs. Like, that's when you go out and fight someone. Like, I don't know. Like, but, like, they're, I think millennials are gonna break the curse of this being hard to make friends as an adult thing. Because it, like, I feel like we're the first generation to be connected. And I feel like with all this connection, it's going to be easier to make friends. You guys are my friends. We're close. You listen to me. I talk to you. We're friends. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. We are friends.
Well, everybody,
this has been Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast. Thank you for listening. Please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers.
It's funny that I said your friends. You probably don't have friends. Sorry. Or your one friend.
I'll send this episode to my one friend. Please share this episode with your friends, family, and your followers. And I bid you adieu, my friends. Bye-bye.